Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here this morning. And in our call to worship, we have been working our way through Ephesians chapter 4 as we looked at the theme of this particular chapter, which is walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And each one of these verses relates back to that theme at the beginning, showing us as believers in Jesus Christ how to walk worthy. And we've come down now to verse 30, where the Bible says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You know, one of the ways that we walk worthy is walking in such a way where the third person of the Trinity is allowed to lead and guide in our lives. And if we don't allow Him to lead and guide in our lives, we will grieve Him. And this particular Greek word is very interesting. It's the idea of harassing the Holy Spirit. A lot of people immediately go to sorrow, that He's sorrowful, that He's emotional because we don't allow. But the idea is a military term. It's a military term that means to harass the Holy Spirit. In other words, we're telling Him, "I've got it, thank you. I don't need your power. I don't need your leadership. I don't need you directing in my life. I've got it under control." And what you're doing is you're harassing the third person of the Spirit, making yourself almost a co-equal with Him. Now that's dangerous territory. When you start harassing the Holy Spirit, that's the idea behind this word that's given to us here in this passage. Harass not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. So we should be in sync with Him, not in opposition to Him. And so we illustrate in our lives our dependence upon the third person of the Trinity by submitting to His leadership in our lives. And if there was ever a day, folks, that we need the power of the Holy Spirit, it's right now. We're living in troublesome times. We're living where the saints are being attacked on all quarters. And we need saints that are uplifted and empowered by the Spirit of God. Amen? And so we don't want to be found harassing the Holy Spirit of God, living in such a way where we are distressing Him from doing His work in our hearts and lives. Instead, we need to be completely submitted to Him and allow His power and His work in our hearts and lives. May we be found doing that.